Our scripture reading for this morning is Psalm 91. Psalm 91. I encourage you to follow along with me as I read the word. It's one thing to hear it, and yet to see it is even more. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. A good friend recently expressed to me appreciation for Psalm 91. He said I should read it. So I did. I discovered immediately that this is a psalm specially written for those who are troubled, for those who are mistreated, for those who are suffering. And it points us to God for help. In this chapter, He is called our secret dwelling place, our fortress and deliverer, the one who is worthy of our trust. Psalm 91 is most valuable to us because it leads us to God Himself. Let's make him our secret home, our place of safety, our place of rest. Now, as we come to the text, we might ask, who exactly wrote Psalm 91, and what are his credentials? Why should we trust what this writing says? Personally, I believe that Moses wrote this psalm, though some lead towards David and others are noncommittal. Whoever he was, he wrote the very word of God. First, Psalm 91 is similar to Psalm 18, in which King David looks back to a harrowing 8-year period of his life when he and his men were being hunted down like animals by King Saul and his troops. David was constantly on the run in those days, hiding in caves and secret places. In Psalm 18, he looks back on those dark days, and he writes things that remind us of Psalm 91. Psalm 18, 1-3 says, David says in that chapter, "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." But then again, Psalm 91 reminds us of Psalm 90, verse 1, which is said to be written by Moses. Psalm 90, verse 1 says, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations." An ancient Jewish tradition says that if a given psalm states who its author is, but the following psalm does not, then it was written by the same author as the preceding psalm, in which case Psalm 91 does have reference to Moses' wilderness wanderings rather than to David. But let's talk about ourselves. We may not have suffered the same hardship as David hiding in the caves or Moses wandering 40 years in the wilderness, but you know as well as I do that we must all endure painful sorrows, frightening situations, ill health, financial crisis, and many other hazards of life. And when life's troubles press in, here is what God would have us to know. We have a secret hiding place in God. We can put our complete trust in Him. Now, as we look at our text to verses 1 and 2, the psalmist declares his trust in God. How great God is. He is named the Most High God, towering above all the so-called powers and authorities of this world. He is named the Almighty God. No one can stand in His way. He is named the Lord. He is the Lord above. He is Lord over King Saul, Lord over Pharaoh, Lord over all the earth. How great is our God. And the psalmist found great comfort in the Lord God Almighty. To the psalmist, God was a refuge, a fortress, a place of safety against all of his enemies. We might think about Moses as he stood trapped by Pharaoh's armies, blocked from escape by the Red Sea. Death seemed certain, but Moses trusted God. God saved him from Pharaoh and from Pharaoh's armies. He opened up a lane, a passageway in the Red Sea that Moses and his people could escape. How great is God, our deliverer. Oh, may we live under the shadow of the Almighty and trust in Him as did the saints of old. In verses 3 to 4 of our text, the psalmist proclaims the certainty of God's protection. We have word pictures, visual images of the kind of protection that God gives to His people. We are sometimes like a bird caught in the fowler's snare, in the hunter's trap. But God sees the little bird. He sees us. And He delivers us. We find in this passage that He saves us out of the pestilence. In the case of Moses and his people, He saved them out of the plagues of Egypt. The plagues came down on the Egyptians, but God rescued Moses and his people from the plagues. We see a picture here in this passage that we are like baby birds finding shelter beneath its mother's wing. What a beautiful picture. A place of warmth, a place of comfort, a place of peace. The Lord is the shelter of His people. We are saved from arrows that fly. People shoot at us sometimes. They're mean. They're evil. Dark forces surround us. Arrows come our way. God protects us in those situations. Now let me explain something. This does not mean that bad things will not happen to us. Does not mean that. Bad things do happen to God's people. Bad things happen to God's people more than we can imagine. Peter wrote in the New Testament, "Do not be surprised by the fiery ordeal that comes upon you to test you." Don't be surprised when that happens. It's normal. It happens. And you might be in one of those situations today. And it hurts. And it stings. And it's frightening. And it's hard. This text does not mean that we'll be without troubles. But John Calvin, in his commentary, I think wrote brilliantly about what these verses say and mean. Calvin says, troubles, it is true, of various kinds assail the believer, just like others. But the psalmist means that God stands between him and the violence of every assault so as to preserve him from being overwhelmed. That might be the experience of your life. That is the experience of believers. Yes, we are tried, but we are not overwhelmed by the grace of God. We move now to verses 5 to 8. We have two special promises of God. First, God promises to take away fear in times of trouble. We read, "You shall not be afraid of the terror by night." He is able, when this problem still persists, he's able to take away the fear. Wonderful thing. Reminds me of Psalm 23. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Second promise, our eyes will never see ultimate disaster. Only the due reward of the wicked. Oh, we will see with our eyes the judgment of the wicked one day. But we will never experience the disaster of others. We will know God's grace. So the psalmist proclaims the certainty of God's protection. In verses 9 to 16, the psalmist explains a spiritual law of cause and effect. A spiritual law of cause and effect. In verses 9 to 13, he explains the effect of making God our dwelling place. What happens when we trust in God? We go to Him personally. What happens when He is our safety? Because we find shelter in the presence of God, God will act in our behalf. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will act in our behalf, the Scripture says. One day God is going to fully answer the Lord's prayer. The part that says, "Deliver us from evil." That is the very thing that God is going to do. Fully and utterly and 100%. We read in verses 9 and 10 of this text that because you have made the Lord who is my refuge your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. God is with us in the darkest of times. In verses 11, we read that He sends His angels to guard us. Or keep us. In the Hebrew, sometimes the word shamar is used for guard and sometimes for keep, but He'll do both. He'll guard you from the enemies that beset you. He will keep you from evil because He is faithful. and because you take your shelter in him. See, cause and effect. Take your safety under his wing. He will shelter us from the storm. God is faithful. We also read in verse 13 that he will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion, the serpent. These are animals of the wilderness, such as Moses was very aware of, and the people were very aware of as they were marching through the wilderness. It also strikes my mind that they are images of the devil, who is the original serpent, but the devil, who is the roaring lion who seeks to devour us. It is the devil. The point is that when we make God our refuge, the day is coming when God will tread upon the enemy, and he will deliver us from the evil that hunts us down. We come to verses 14 to 16, the climax of this chapter. And God himself is speaking, not the psalmist, but God. And he speaks again concerning this law of the spiritual law of cause and effect. Verse 14, the great thing that God wants from you, the great thing that God wants from us is our love. Is our love. Because he has set his love on me, he being you and me, because we have set his love on him, God says, I will deliver us, you. I will set you on high because you've known my name. What a glorious promise, cause and effect of your love for him. He shall call upon me, I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. He didn't say that the trouble would automatically disappear, did he? He said, I'll be with you in trouble. And I will deliver him from that trouble. And I will honor him. God himself will honor those who put their trust in him, who run to him for shelter in time of pain. You are a person God will honor for what you have endured. What a beautiful law of cause and effect. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And so it is that the great promise of Psalm 23 shall be fulfilled at last. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for your wonderful word, your wonderful promises of help and love and grace. Father, I don't know what everyone's going through here this morning, but thank you we have some place to fly, to run to, a refuge, a place of safety, to someone who will help us in time of need, someone who loves us and who is going to bring good out of the evil and bring joy out of sorrow. We thank you for these things and for your gifts. In Jesus' name, amen.